5. Two kinds of empty. Coming back from the Sunrise Market on Broome, just before they closed, Tito stopped to look in the windows of Yoji Yamamoto on Grand Street. A few minutes after 10, Grand was completely deserted. Tito looked each way, not even the yellow of a cab moving in either distance. Then he looked back at the asymmetrical lapels of a sort of cape or buttoned wrap. He saw his own reflection there, dark eyes and dark clothing, in one hand a plastic Sunrise bag with its nearly weightless burden of instant Japanese noodles in white foam bowls. Alejandro teased him about these, saying he might as well be eating the white bowls, but Tito liked them. Japan was a planet of benign mystery, source of games and anime and plasma TV. Yoji Yamamoto's asymmetrical lapels, though, were not a mystery. This was fashion, and he thought he understood it. What he sometimes struggled with was some understanding that might begin to hold both the costly austerity of the window he stared into now and the equally but differently austere storefronts he remembered from Havana. There had been no glass in those windows. Behind each crudely articulated metal grating at night, a single fluorescent tube had cast a submarine light, and nothing on offer, regardless of daytime function, only carefully swept floors and blotched plaster. He watched his reflection shrug softly in Yamamoto's window. He walked on, glad of his thick, dry socks. Where would Alejandro be now, he wondered. Perhaps in the nameless 8th Avenue bar he favored, below Times Square, its neon announcing tavern and nothing more. Alejandro made his gallery contacts meet him there. He enjoyed taking curators and dealers into that reddish twilight amid the sleepy Puerto Rican transvestites and a few hustlers taking their breaks from Port Authority. Tito disliked the place. It seemed to occupy its own reptilian delta of time, a dead-end continuum of watered drinks and low-level anxiety. Coming into his room, he saw that one of the socks he'd washed earlier had fallen from where he'd left it to dry on the wheeled rack. He replaced it.